last time we spoke about if you hire a worker, a secretary, a housekeeper, someone to mow your lawn, and you didn't set any set time when the term of the job was finished, we saw that, according to Rav Moshe, the term is forever. The assumption is, if you hire someone, and if the custom is that it's not a position that you get someone new every day, right, it's something that you traditionally is, a secretary stays for a long time. So you have, if you would fire them, it would be like asking them to leave Tov Zman in the middle of a period of time, which we spoke about in the way in the beginning, in which case you have the lower hand, they have the right to find another job. If they don't, you have to pay them in the meantime like a peel bottle. That was Rav Moshe Hal. The Chazon Ish disagreed, and he said that just that if you set a term for, you know, I'm going to pay you for a week, so then the term is a week, for a month, unless there's a minig hamadina to the contrary. So that was the last shiur. I'd like to talk about another case tonight. This case happened in Tefresh Sadi Aleph. It's around 70 years ago. There was a hospital in Eretz Yisrael called Bikur Cholim, and they had a doctor there who they wanted to fire. He was doing fine. It wasn't that he was not working properly. He was working fine. It's just that, you know, they weren't talking on the same wavelength. Maybe he'd invited him to his bar mitzvah or something, and his son's bar mitzvah, and they wanted to fire him. And he took him to a din Torah. And there was a din Torah, and there was a split decision between Rev Aleph Reish and Rev Aleph Yud. This tshuva is written by Yitzhak Ziberstein, a son-in-law of Rev Yashiv, so he doesn't give the last names of the Dayanim there. So what do you say the halacha should be? Can you fire the doctor or not? So the Rambam says, Lo machus levat. It's not only the kingdom. El kol hasreros, any position of authority. V'chol haminuyin shev Yisrael, any appointments in Yisrael. Yerusha levino is a inheritance to his son, uleven bino to his grandson, Adolim forever. V'huche yiyah ben memalei mokam avosa v'chachma v'yir. That's as long as his son at least has some chokhmah. They say he doesn't have to be as smart as father, but yira, he has to have a lot of yira. So that's what the Rambam says. Now the post can derive from that, if when the person dies, he gives over the position to his son, like certainly the contract has ended there, right? The contract ended when he died. No one hired him that he should be a king after he's dead, and still we say he retains authority of that position until his son takes over from it. So Kolshkeng, they say, if his contract ended and he is a position of authority, like the Rambam says, he can rehire himself. He has this perpetual renewal contract because he is in a position of authority. He's no worse than dying. Right, where does the Rambam get this halacha from? So that's from the Yerushalmi. On the first side of the handout, Yerushalmi in Huriyah says like this: there was a minig that there were two families that used to go meet the nasi, and one always went first, and the second always went second. And then they had a din Torah; they wanted to switch the order. So Amar Lahun Rav Ami, Rami said to them, "The pasuk in construction of the Mishkan says, 'V'hakimosa es haMishkan kimishpato.' You should set up the Mishkan properly." But the word mishpat also means judgment. Mishpat is, if you have a fight between two parties, you bring them to mishpat, they come to a din Torah. So the Yerushalmi asks, what mishpat is there by these planks of wood? What din Torah could there be? What judgment could there be between planks of wood? So the Yerushalmi answers, that tells us, the halacha we're familiar with, that if a plank was placed in the north, it was always placed in the north, and if it was in the south, it always stayed in the south, right? That's, we learned the Melechel Kosi from that, they would mark the Krashim in order so they would all be in the same spot they were all along. So the Rambam and other Rishonim learned from this Yerushalmi that if wood has authority, this wood, which was in the north part of the Mishkan, can say, I was in the north and I want to stay there. So certainly a person who has a position of authority can say, I'm in this position and I don't want to lose my position, right? The wood doesn't lose its position in the Mishkan, a person of authority doesn't lose his position in the company or in the hospital or what we'll talk about, or in the yeshiva. Okay, that's one source for this halacha. The Rivat brings another source, and that's from the famous story with Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua in Gemara and Brachas. Right, the Gemara and Brachas has a maisa that Ram Gamliel did not treat Rabbi Yehoshua respectfully, and the Talmidim voted that Ram Gamliel can't stay, so they pointed to Elazar ben Azayi to take Ram Gamliel's place. Like, he was only 17 years old at the time, and he turned white overnight, and now he's Kaben Shivim, but he became the new Nasi. Then Ram Gamliel apologized to Rabbi Yehoshua, so Ram Gamliel should be able to take his position back. But the Gemara says, what should we do now? We have Elazar ben Azayi as the present Nasi, so what should we do? Hey Chinavid, what should we do? Navri, should we just tell Elazar ben Azayi to go away? You can't do that, because it's a halacha gemiri. Malin b'kodesh v'imaridin. Once someone has a position of kedusha, you don't demote him from that position. Nidrash marcha da shabsa or marcha da shabsa. Should we let them take turns, switch off, asi lagnuye, they'll end up fighting. So the final decision was, Ram Gamliel will do it for 3 weeks, while Elazar ben Azayi does it for 1 week. So the Rivash brings a rai from here, a second reason why you cannot tell someone from authority to leave, because Malin de Kodesh, Vein Maridin. Once someone has the position of Kedusha, so then you can't tell them to leave. Right. Now, I don't know if you're like touching upon a point which one of these, each of these Svarim has a different shuvah about this. One of these brings a proof from here, from this Gemara, that even though you can't remove someone from a position, but you can hire someone else to go along with him. Right? Because that's what they did over here. They couldn't get rid of Elazar ben Azayi, but they were able to have Ram Gamliel come back. So and they bring a raya. I'm not sure if it's such a good raya, because these were unusual circumstances. So Elazar ben Azayi was there for a very short time, and Ram Gamliel was the real Nasi, so maybe in such a case you have a compromise. In fact, there is a Mabit has a tshuva where there was someone who was a Rav, took over from his father, and they wanted to bring a bigger Talmid Chacham in, not to remove him, but let him be there with him, co-rabbis. And the Mabit says, you can't do that. There's one leader to a generation and not two leaders. There's one leader to a kegilah and not two. There's one principal of a school and not two. Right? There's one leader. So what's he do with the Gemara? Because the Gemara, I think, was talking. It's as a circumstance. Ram Gamliel was the Nasi, and it was something that made him lose his position. Now that reason went away, so he gets it back. There's a third reason brought by the Rishonim. This Rashba brings why you can't remove someone of authority from his job. And that is based on the Gemara in Gittin, or also on the first side of the handout. The Mishnah Gittin says that if there, you know, there's a din of Eruv Chatzerus, right? Even especially in a city where we have an Eruv, it's not enough to put a wall around the city or put a string around, right? You also have a problem of, you have all these different houses going into one area, you have to make an Eruv Chatzerus, a Takana Shlomo HaMelech. And everyone gets together, they purchase some food and leave it in one of the houses which is using that yard. Now the Mishnah in Gittin says that you always have to keep the Eruv in the same house because of Darkei Shalom. And the Gemara explains why. Because if you had it in one house and then the next week you change it to someone else's house, there'll be a chshad. People will say, hey, people are carrying here without any Eruv, or they'll think something's wrong with the house. So based on that, based on this reason of chshad, the Rashba says, he's talking about a case of a chazan. He says, a chazan you can't remove from his position, and this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Nun Gimel. You can't remove a chazan from his position because people say, why is he not a chazan anymore? It must have been something funny going on. It'll raise a chshad. Right? So the Rashba learns from here a third reason why you can't remove a person from any position of authority. Okay, so that's clear. We have a halacha in Arachayim from the Rashba. This halacha, there's a Ramon Yeredeya, Reish Memhei, who also brings this halacha of when someone's a Rav in a community, you're not allowed to take him away based on the Svara of the Krashim, Svara. So there's Svara, there's Malam Bikodesh, and there's Chshad. A way out of Chshad, the post we talk about, is maybe you advertise. advertised. The reason that we replaced the chazan was because he wanted to take off every other week to be with his children. Well, that would be a good reason to. It's the reason we hired. No, I'm saying we're talking. It has to be a good reason. He really could have kept his position. He did nothing wrong. You're removing him because you couldn't afford it anymore. Right? The shul couldn't afford it anymore. That's why we let the chazan go. So if you advertise it, so there's no reason to chshad anymore. But it still might be a problem of malin de kodesh vein maridin and the problem of swara. But at least you get rid of the chshad problem. Okay, what is swara? Who is called a swara? So we'll go back to this shuva from Moshe that we said last week, and he'll give us one example of swara with a definition of swara, and he'll also tell us the difference between the halachas of swara and the halachas that we spoke about last time, which were tokzman. He says, he was talking about someone who was working in a factory, and they wanted to lay him off. So Moshe said, first of all, when you hired him, you didn't say anything about that there was going to be a limit to the job. So we assume that the job is perpetual. And then he says, besides that, one of his duties in the factory was, let's say he was in a a schlachtheis. One of his duties was to put a hechsher on the meat, if that's what we're talking about. Or he's working at another factory, his job was to be mashgiach. He put the hashgacha on each object as it was coming down the line. So Moshe says, if he was a mashgiach, that's not just tov zman anymore. If he's a mashgiach, then we're talking about an issue of swara. A mashgiach is like a rav, a chazan, the ones we talked about until now. A mashgiach has a position of swara. Why is his position considered swara? So Moshe says, shapir swara. What's the definition of swara? His job is to guard to make sure the owner of his employer, the one he's working for, will not do anything tricky. Sometimes he has to tell the Baal HaBayis, hey, that run was no good, this chicken wasn't kosher, you have to get rid of it. So that's called swara. So added to a rav and to a chazin, which we've seen already, or swara, Rav Moshe says a mashgiach. A mashgiach has a position of authority. And by the way, even though it's only a private person that hires him, it's not like you have the whole community hiring a mashgiach. It's, you know, whoever works at the hashgacha company hires the mashgiach. We saw the Rivash says b'feirish. The Rivash, and the second thing on the handout here, he learns from the Yerushalmi, Shemishin Hirsig Afilami Atzma Be'ezah Swara. Even if someone took over a position on his own, so he remains in that position. So if this person became the Mashgiach, or Queen of Moshe, he keeps that job forever. I'll give you another Maisa soon about a person taking it himself. Now Moshe then continues and gives us a little bit of an insight what the difference in Swara is. He says Swara isn't a monetary claim. Swara is like an Isser V'Heter claim. He says, if you have a position of authority, that makes the employer prohibited to fire you. That's it in Isser V'Heter. In fact, it's Paskin in Yor Hadayah, in Or HaChayim. Those are the places it's Paskin. It's not even Paskin in the Chashan Mishpat. It's a din of Isser. Technically, this shouldn't be a Shir in the Chashan Mishpat Shir, but it follows anyway. So that's what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe says, that's only that you're not allowed to fire him, but suppose you did something usser and you fired him, so he's gone. Right? You did the usser, so the usser is gone. Someone's mechal Shabbos chas v'shalom, he's mechal Shabbos, it's finished. He fired someone when he shouldn't, he fired him and he shouldn't have, but he did already. But based on Rav Moshe's other halacha, that if you hire someone with an unspecified time, an unspecified term, we assume that it's perpetual, unless you specify it. So Rav Moshe says, then you'd have to take him back, because you can't fire him in the middle. It's like in the middle of the job, so you have to take him back or find him another job. Right? So that's a kula of swara. That's a weakness in this halacha swara, is that it has no monetary teeth. It only can prevent, through Isser V'Heter, someone from firing you. But once he does, it's gone. The din of Tov Zman, that has some teeth in the Beis Din, then you could say, but I'm in the middle of the job here. you can't fire me, you have to replace my work or pay me like a pearl bottle in the meantime.
The what?
Yeah, they're two different things.
But they do overlap.
Yeah, they're both in place here. Right? This case of the factory worker, he's saying. You're not allowed to fire him, that's an isser. But he said that's only that is the usser. The first reason, the togsmano, is enough to say that you have to take him back. The disadvantage of the togsman svar is that if you hire the person specifically for a certain term, 2-3 years, whatever it is, so then the halach is when the term is finished, you certainly can let him go. But if it's a position of svara, there the chassam sofer, others seem to say, just like when the person dies, his son takes over, and then when his 3-year contract is finished, he can take over from himself. The chassam sofer says the minhag in Europe was to write contracts that are running for 3 or 5 years, that it shouldn't be like avdus, we spoke about that. And he says that the reason they put in those 3 to 5 years wasn't so the kahila could fire the rav at the end of 3 to 5 years. That was just so that the rav couldn't quit during those 3 to 5 years, because this would make him into and contracted if he would be mechusar amana. It was for the good of the kahila that they couldn't fire him during those 5 years, but certainly at the end of the 5 years they have to rehire him. Now if the minig is like in Eretz Yisrael, where the Rav Rashi knows that he's there only for a few years, right? That's the system. There's only a few years, so then certainly that's the minig. So he can't say, "Well, I'm staying. I'm sorry, they've done this way for 50 years." So far we have Sora applying to a Rav, a Chazan, and to Mashgiach. The Knesset HaGdolah, an early Achron, he adds, he says, besides the king and the Chazan, there's a Shofe, a Dayan, a Moel, and a Gabai. Right, he adds those to positions of authority. Some is a Gabai. There also, it's the Minigis, they have a new Gabai every year, fine. But if it's a shul where the last Gabai stayed for 40 years until he died, and now there's a new Gabai there, so he remains Gabai forever, right? And they can't get rid of you. Once you're a Gabai, that's the position of Svara. It fits Rav Moshe's definition, right? You're deciding what to do. Yeah, it's a position of authority. So that's the position you keep. And here also, it's not talking about his pay necessarily. So there's another interesting tshuva from Rav Yashiv that his son-in-law brings in the Sefer. And he says that there was someone that started a shir in a certain shul. And people were coming to the shir. And then he wanted to take off, and this was in Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to take off the summer to go to America to visit his family. And he didn't want the shir to be alone, so he had someone to take his place to give the shir while he was gone.
Is anybody getting paid here?
No one getting paid. He had a replacement. And the replacement was so good that when he came back, they said, "Tell you what, you can stay in retirement, and we're going to hear your replacement instead." So Rav Yashiv said, that's a din of Svara. He organized the shir. And here's another example where even though no one appointed him, no one hired him, right? He just organized it himself. He organized the shir. He got everything together. He is the sar on that shir, so you can't tell him to leave and have someone else come and take his place. So Rav Yashiv said, though, that you can have a second shir. You can have this person give a shir, you know, next door another night. Right? You can have 2 shiurim. I mean, that might end up being the same thing. I don't know. He's not clear. He says you could have it close by. It's mashma a little bit. Why is it close by? Because it's the same night. Otherwise, have it in the same place. I'm not sure. So how about the case of a doctor? So a doctor, you would say, like, what's the difference if he fixes people or he fixes cars? Right? Why is a doctor different than a mechanic? There's a mission in Shkalim, and this is what Rav Aleph Yud says. The mission in Shkalim says there are 15 people appointed to authority in the Beis HaMikdash. And it lists all the different people, and one of them is Ben Achia, was the person in charge of the Cholim Eayim, the Kohenim who had stomach problems. The Gemara explains that because there was so much meat they were eating, so much carbonis, they could get stomach problems. So they had to have someone in charge there, a doctor, to cure the people that had stomach problems, that had cholim ayayim. So from here, This one Dayan said, you see from here, that a doctor is the physician of Svara. Right? The Bartanur even says that these were the 15 people who had Svara in the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that a doctor is someone who has Svara. So based on that, you shouldn't be able to fire him either. That's it. He has a din of Svara. And the other Dayan said that he didn't go in for that proof. I don't know why he didn't say why, but as the Svara of this Dayan said, Kol mina sheyesh besad shel kavod, anything that has kavod to it, kamo refuah, like a doctor, shaboyi chachma v'limud, a doctor has to be smart. He had to learn things. He had to go to school for many years. Yesh ba mishum Svara, that has a din of Svara on it. Computers, I guess, isn't like that, or being a car mechanic, these things don't take much. Being a writer, right? That don't take anything. Okay. What? This is a tighter going. Well, that was one of the tainas of the other Dayan. The other Dayan said, I'll prove to you that there's no such thing as Svara over here. Because the halacha of Svara is that you have to hire someone that's roi l'kach. The Gemara even has a shayla. If a ger could be hired in a position of Svara, certainly a goy can. And this Rav Aleph Reish said, we see in the different hospitals over here that they had goyim that were hired as the doctors. He says in the Misk of Ladach, they had two Greek brothers. In Bikur Cholim, they had a Apikores. And in this, in the hospital that we were talking about, they had someone also. They had a doctor Achseler who was a guy. So he proved from here that you see, there's no din of Svara by doctors, because if there was a din of Svara, you shouldn't be able to have a goyish doctor.
Jewish doctors have Svara, non-Jewish doctors don't.
So that's what he answered. Look, there's this position of authority, and you're right, and he brings from different Rishonim that you should try to have a Jewish doctor, a Shomer Mitzvah, a Chacham and Yari Shemayim, who is the head doctor. But if you can't, so you hire someone else. But that doesn't prove that it's not a position of Svara. So they had this Machlokas. Now this person writing the Tshuva here says, I'll just tell you what he says. I'm not saying that I hear it so well. He says that maybe there's no machlokas here. Maybe they're talking about two different types of doctors. If this doctor is being a doctor l'shem shamayim, and he became a doctor to be mekayim the mitzvah chesed, to do v'cheyachicha imach and rape, so that type of doctor has kedusha in him, and that type of doctor is a doctor that has svara and can't be told to go. And about him, the Zohar HaKadosh says that he has a gigantic reward. But a regular doctor who's just doing it to make money, so he doesn't have any kedusha. He's like a car mechanic, and he would not have a.
Is that the same thing for
Rav? It could be. As it could be, but I could. First of all, I don't hear this so well either. But as just for the same reason you're saying with the Rav, the idea is that they're, if by definition, if he is paskening shaylas and he's helping people and he's doing what Rabbanim do, or a chazan, he's singing to. You don't need a chazan. He's the mitzias doing something. That's right. I hear what you're saying. Right. That's what he says. Whereas I would say that just like you say by a rav, by a chazan, by a mashkiach, the fact that he's doing it, he's doing something in a position of authority and something that brings about good things to the world. People eat kosher meat now, and people have good psukim, people have good kavan in their davening from the chazan, from the Baal Kavri, the gabbai calls up the right people, everyone's happy that they get the aliyah they want, right? He's bringing shalom to the world. So we don't care that he gets $1 million for it. He has the position of authority. So same thing with a doctor. If we hold that a doctor is a position of authority, like the Bnei Achi and the Beis HaMikdash, and the reason being because they are healing people and making people feel better. So what? That they're doing it for the money. I don't hear that as such a chashman. But there was this machlokes between these two dayanim. And the answer to the question we started with is it's a machlokes. Right, so we've seen three reasons for why there's a din of svara. The first is like the crushing of the Mishkan, like Zeir Sakasiv.
Once some, just like the wood has a position that it doesn't lose, people also can lose their position. The second reason we said was Malin the Kodesh Lama Yidin. Once you have a position of Kedusha, you don't take him down, which also, maybe even if you say that doesn't apply to the doctor, the first one might apply. It might not be Kedusha, but at least that's his position. And the third reason we said was Kedushad. If you fire a doctor, what are people going to start saying? They'll say, well, his hands are shaky or something like that. Right? And that you can't do. Right, so those are the three reasons. Another interesting shaila is, does this apply to a woman? Right, there's another tshuva which we might talk about. There was a mikveh lady who was getting into problems. They wanted to know whether they could fire the mikveh lady. Is she a position of authority? So there's this famous Rambam who paskins that only a man could be a king and not a woman. And the same thing is all positions of srara. So based on that, some want to say that the mikveh lady would not have any job security based on srara. Right, so that would help the Svara, but there would still be the Malin de Kedusha and the Chshad reason. So that just to keep the three reasons in mind. And we've seen that it applies to Mashgiach, a king, certainly a Chazan, a Shofet, a Moel, a Gabi, the Archa Shulchan, as in a Shamish in a Shul. The Rabbi Yosef said it applies to someone giving a Shir. Well, he's not a Rav, he's nothing, he just gives a Shir. But that's something that gives him that authority to give the shir at that time that he gives it, so he has rights to retain that. Regarding the doctor, we are left with a machlokas. We hear both sides to it, and if it ever happens, that's good.